Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Are you really? Are you in the doghouse?
I'm never in the doghouse, but I think I am today, but I'm standing my ground.
Oh my God, D-May. Tell me. This is so crazy.
I'm never in the doghouse. I don't know.
I know. Tell me what happened.
Sweetlane's mad. I don't know if I should share this stuff. This is like, why? This Sweetlane, I mean, I never, ever, ever get into any predicaments. I'm never in the doghouse. She's never in the cat house, whatever you want to call it. Right. But there was the Pinnacle Bank Championship today. And we decided, hey, drive me. No, she could be listening. This is awful. She can come in here with a knife and just kill me.
We'll have it all on tape. What? Ratings will go through the roof.
Well, the thing ended early because of the fact of weather.
Okay.
Right? So we ended up back. I didn't plan on being home until, we're going to, do this thing later. And so I didn't plan on being home until later. But then anyway, we ended up being completely done earlier with the Pinnacle Bank Championship golf deal. Because of weather, right? Uh-huh. So I think I was there for maybe 2 hours. I got to see Grace for a minute and then just kind of hung out there. It was hot. And then all of a sudden the storm comes through and it was like, oh my God, it went from like super hot, no wind. I mean, I was sweating, pitting out. It was so bad.
Okay.
Because there was no breeze on the 17th over there at,
get to the doghouse.
Anyway.
This doesn't sound like doghouse.
I called her. I texted her, said, I'm heading home to Manuel and Katie's brother-in-law. And then just take your time, whatever, get there whenever. And then anyway, she came, she wanted to go. I'm like, hey, we're talking about the show and doing out a market day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I'm deepening into this. I'm having cocktails and then she's ready to go. I'm like, come on, just hang out with your sister. Come on. All things I normally don't do, I did. But now I'm like, come on. I told you that whenever you want to get there, get there. But anyway, this is where I'm at right now.
I am not your Uber. If I show up, mom's ready to go.
I know. I'm learning that right the hell now. And I'm like I said, I'm never in trouble for anything. I don't do things like this. And I'm like,
it'll blow over. But it is one of those situations where you're in a different place than she is. You've obviously been imbibing, having cocktails at a golf tournament,
don't hang out with Manuel very long and on his new patio very often. And we're all just BSing and talking about.
She's like, you can get saucy at home. Get in the car. I didn't drive all this way just for you to hang out.
I know. And the stupid thing is that I'm sitting there trying to stand my ground. Like, I texted you this and I texted you that.
And she's like, really?
Yeah.
You're going to pull receipts on me right now? She's like, I've got the receipts.
Super Gracie, you're only in the beginning of this thing here with your boyfriend. You watch. Eventually it's going to get there. I've never had a conversation with Wylena how to settle it down a little bit.
You figure it out.
Because you don't.
My favorite is there's this friend of mine that we go out and we always get up to mischief.
You notice I'm talking a little softer because she's
here. I don't want her to hear. She's going to be so mad.
She listens to the podcast anyway.
She'll hear it tomorrow. Yeah. It's fine. There's this friend of mine that I go out with and we always kind of get into mischief. So it's you're never quite sure. Like it's one of those things where it's like, I'll be back later. I'm going out with Anne. And he's like, okay, this is a 50-50 that like whatever. And there was this one time where literally like, because a lot of times when I go out, I'm kind of like, it's kind of like how I drive. I just put my phone away. I don't have my phone out, right?
Totally
or I'll have it on
sense.
Silent or whatever. Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
So he's trying to text me like, where are you on your own way home? Like, cause he was going to, whatever, like I swing by the store or something like that. And so finally he like sent a text to her.
Oh.
And he's like, I know you're with her.
Tell
her to check her phone. Yes.
Oh my God. That's pretty much what happened tonight.
Like, it was like, I know you're with her
in person.
I know that she has her phone probably in her purse, even though it's usually always super glued to her hand. But of course the one time I need to get in touch with her, she's like, I'm taking a phone vacation.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Phone vacations are very dangerous.
I don't do that. I don't ever do that.
I do.
Yeah, I don't. I'm always on it. And I I guess I should take this moment to apologize right now if she's listening. So
you can. You will. So listen, you guys are going to work this out tonight.
No, it's you're not gonna even apologize.
Because you're going to apologize.
I'm making it more of an issue than she is. Trust
you're
going to
apologize. You're going to be your charming self.
She's out there cleaning the pool up and, you know, doing it. So I'm like, why are you doing that?
Angry cleaning.
Oh, God. That's she why. just let Remy in. So she hears everything. I want to go home. I am home.
You are home. You're like, I want to go back over to Manuel's. I'm so scared. This is fantastic. Hey. Well, this is a fun start to the show. It's organically like, right, so if you ever think that we don't talk about real stuff on this show,
this after this
5 podcast. Minutes of absolute real stuff. We might have just heard the early the overture of Party and Wylene's
this
biggest
podcast,
fight of their marriage.
This might not end tonight because I'd have to leave the studio, and I don't want to do that. But all right, real quick, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Want to thank everyone for sending videos and everything like that to us. Keep it going, you know. And if you have questions, because this is no dumb question day, send them through. Because we only have so many we can run through. But, yeah, send them through at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Phone number is 402-915-0962. Mm-hmm. We also have a website. You need to check it out.
Beautiful website.
Bigpartyshow.com.
And it's powered by Bythewood Creative. So Bythewood Creative, they've been around since, like, 2015. And basically, it's one of Omaha's trusted partners for stunning branding. If you're looking for powerful marketing, eye-catching photography, websites. Bythewood Creative is the one that put our website together, and it is fantastic. Think of it as like having your own creative team.
Sure.
Instead of going with like a big agency, you go with Bythewood Creative, and it's just, you get that hands-on, they care about you, and they're working with you to make things look beautiful for
and
your brand.
And to be quite 100% honest, we wouldn't have went with these guys if we didn't know they were going to do an awesome job. And they'll do an awesome job for you as well, because we all take care of each other, and that's how it should be. So thank you so much. Also, we have a merch drop. We got a merch drop. I don't even know, how do we even share that? Because, you know, the majority of people listen on Apple Podcasts, and you should be rating, reviewing, and sharing, by the way. Thank you for everyone who has, but we have a merch drop for you, back to school mamas and dads.
It's so great. And dads.
Yeah. Okay.
The wine teacher. So we've got a t-shirt that says, "Wine not, the kids are back in school," which I personally love because hello.
Which is great.
Why not indeed.
And then the other one.
Carpool Queen.
Carpool Queen.
I need to get that one.
Yeah. And then we have
it doesn't even matter
shirt.
If they're back to school. That's just, if you have kids, you're a carpool queen. Like, that doesn't even have to do with the school year. It just has to do with they don't drive.
And I agree with that. And also, we have a Husker shirt for you guys, too, as well, if you want to get ready for the Husker season, because that's coming up in no time. So go to bigpartyshow.com and, do what you do. That's how you support the show and keep us flowing, is helping us up with merch. I got in a little debacle with Facebook this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I saw you got into a little.
God, everyone did. Everyone's asking me about it.
So tell us what it was.
Well, basically, all right, I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting there.
You're having a weekend.
Out.
You're
having
like
a great weekend. Yeah, I'm just getting in with everyone. Don't even care.
Mixing it up.
No
spicing
issues.
It up.
So local radio station, Sweet 98, apparently they're down, right? And so this is happening last night. And so they posted this thing talking about they wanted to know everybody's having technical issues. They posted this on Facebook, right? Saying that we're working on them. If you haven't already, download their app, blah, 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 blah. I saw that and I instantly went, okay.
Uh-huh.
So I commented, or just listen to the Big Party Show until they're back up and running, which is very positive. And I said, anywhere you can get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And then I posted that on their comments.
Mm-hmm.
Screenshot
with a link to the show?
Yes. And website. Screenshot it and reposted it back on the Big Party Show page, knowing. So they didn't know what was happening before
it ever happened.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, boom. And so, so they became kind of the joke of the whole weekend. So thanks for everybody having fun with that one. Everyone thought that was awesome, but I'm like, why would you? Because then they banned me. They completely blocked me from everything. I'm like, I would do the same thing.
You'd really get that butthurt about it.
No,
like,
it's not getting butthurt. It's like, well, I mean, in the end, it's like, we're a different type of competition, right?
Well, I thought it was really funny because somebody's like, I mean.
Well, then it got
and
weird.
And it made me wonder, like, about rating books. Like, if somebody really does, like, get a Nielsen rating book or something like that, and they do listen to the show, can they write that down?
We wouldn't get credit for that. That's only for
but
radio.
But it would count as something. It would
count as nothing to them. I mean, you got to understand, Molly, this podcast is taking away from all those other ratings because of the fact that we've been in this market for so long.
Well, that's why I'm curious.
Under ratings. Like, but the ratings are not what they are.
They're not real.
They're not. There you go. You just said it. They're not
really
real. Because they're not. That's why.
It's kind of funny.
It's different. I mean, I don't want to get into the details of that.
No. I mean, listen, no sour grapes, that kind of thing. That's not
podcast,
it. It's just an interesting.
It's real. I mean, I know exactly what, I mean, we both know exactly what and who listens and the demos and everything like that. And it's 100% not a guess or an estimate. It's 100% what it is. And that's why I like where we're at. And I think this is the next move. But anyway.
It's Motivational Monday.
It's Motivational Monday.
Let's fire this up after. Let's palate cleanse after your.
All right.
What was it? What would you call? What would you call it?
Was a fun weekend.
An aggressive weekend.
It was not an aggressive weekend.
Well, it was snarky Saturday.
I actually took advantage of what
snarky,
was there.
Snarky Saturday
was just better.
And saucy
about
Sunday.
It. Saucy Sunday. What are you drinking before we get motivated here? What do you got going on?
Oh, I'm drinking some. We had a dinner party on Friday night, and we have leftover white Bordeaux. Yummy. Oh,
I wish I knew what Bordeaux was, but that does look good.
It's
if you're
delicious.
Watching. Okay.
So good. These are these glasses that a friend of ours got us for our wedding.
They're kind of grandma-ish. Like, I'm not going to lie. They're like older.
They're turn of the century. They're like early 1900s. They're,
for those watching on YouTube, our channel, that is an interesting glass.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that is. I can tell that's turn of the century. That's grandma-ish all day long.
I mean, great-grandma.
I feel like I should talk slower to make this thing last all night.
Uh-huh. Slow. Yeah, so you can hide. You're such a coward. Don't be
a coward.
I'm
not a coward.
Be brave.
I'm brave. I mean, being brave means you gotta fight.
You be brave.
I'm not gonna fight with her. She can't handle this. She's little.
You can't handle it.
I can't handle it. Tequila.
You're gonna have to go out at some point to get more ice or more tequila.
Gracie, we can't see Gracie here. We're limited with her. What are you drinking, Gracie? Not a damn thing, are you?
She's drinking.
Oh, she's got a
spray
bottle. All right,
I
so
do
she
also
has a squirt bottle.
Is that
a squirt bottle for David?
David.
Oh, David gets the squirt bottle, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh,
sometimes
my God. Wyman might have to get a squirt bottle out for me tonight.
You'll be lucky if you're sleeping in the bedroom. You might be doing another sleeping on the floor.
Oh, I'll hold her out. Are you kidding me? I'm holding her out. She's going to have to.
Forgive you.
Forgive.
Don't go to bed angry.
There's no forgiveness. She's going to have to lay down her wall.
You're so screwed.
I don't know what I'm going to
say. If this is your battle tactic, you, my friend, are going to lose that front ground.
I don't want to lose the front ground. All right, let's motivate.
No.
Word of the day. What is the word of the day? I need
word
to
of
know
the day.
The word of the day. Yeah, this is brand new. I just added this.
This is
like a growing
trend,
growing weed is what we are. Message of the day. God, I said word of the day. I meant to say
message
of the day. So
you're not going to do very well with this.
I was just sitting here on the toilet and I got to thinking about the message of the day. And I believe the message of the day is to keep pushing, baby. No matter what kind of shit you're dealing with, you just got to keep pushing.
Sick.
Message of the day. Keep
pushing. Recording it from the bathroom.
Come on. That says everything about everything. All right, then now we have the Motivational Monday, the true
this
message
is what
that
I need.
Keeps you going right here.
What's in your head telling you you're not shiny enough and doing enough? It's a lying liar to lie. Nobody actually has everything all tied up perfectly neat. That's not a real thing. You can't be on all the time. Nobody's perfect and having everything figured out's a big lie. You're here, and that's all you have to be. Permission to just be. And you know you better keep it up, cutie. Because I'm so...
I love the tongs. The fact that she's like click, 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 click. She looks like a little, like,
How about like, that roll? She rolled down the hill one and then was able to kick it back up like a superhero.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, would you? I mean, come on. That's a move and a half.
I mean, maybe.
Don't even do that, because now it's going to be a test, the test of time.
So. I also don't, I don't have a fused neck like you do. So I think I am a little bit more bendy.
She's moving. Hey, how was the Cat Fest? Everyone's asking about this.
Magic.
And you wore your shirt. By the way, merch. All right. It's bigpartyshow.com. If you want to wear a, what Molly's shirt works, I was just telling
my sister-in-law,
asking me about my cat. And she was like, I need that shirt. I'm like, it works. It works.
People
are asking Molly about her cat. So, all right. So you went to the Cat Fest there in Chicago. What was the deal with that?
So it was basically it's one guy, and he puts together this entire movie full of like the best clips from Cats.
Okay.
Like, so it's everything. No. It's all like cat videos.
Okay.
And then there are cat like memes, and then the best cat gifs or jeffs or however you want to say it. And then he has it broken up into categories like drama. So it's like, you know, then there is action adventure, which that one's really funny because you're watching cats get like the zoomies and all this kind of stuff. And then comedy. And then there's like this heartfelt stuff to like raise awareness for cat shelters and things like that. And that all really pulls at the heartstrings.
Sure.
My favorite one.
Yeah.
I'm laughing even just thinking about it. My favorite one is shot where you can see the baby in the background, like hanging out on the floor. And the cat's like laying on his back on the couch with his head kind of on the edge of the couch. And all of a sudden you just see in the background, the baby like notices the cat and is like, kitty. And starts like climbing over. And the look on this cat's eye, like he's laying there and he can't see the baby, but he can sense that the baby's coming.
Okay.
And there's just this look of terror on the cat. Like he's trying to get really still. He's like, it's right there, isn't it? Like it's coming for me right now. He's like, kitty. It's like, bam, bam, bam. This cat's like.
Was there a lot of people there at the cat?
It was sold out. It was packed. It was packed. I wouldn't say it was sold out. There were a couple empty seats.
There's a lot of people there.
But it was packed. Like we had to sit on the side. You know how normally like we weren't able to get seats in the middle. We had to sit like on one of the side aisles.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty much what it is. So a guy because they have a cat fest here from what I've heard. Because since we were talking about it, so it's really cat videos and
yeah, but it's amazing how he puts them all together. Like it was basically like musical cats.
Okay.
And it started off the show, and this cat like could play the like synthesizer, so it would be like and he's able to like he's sitting there and he's doing it, and it's so funny because they slowly pan out and you see that there's another cat like just sitting there looking at him like, what are you doing?
All right. So it's a collection. That's awesome. All right. So
it was really cute. It was really good. And like 10% of the money goes to the animal shelter, which is great. They had two kittens there that were up for adoption. They're brothers. You have to adopt them together. And
who'd you go with real quick? You went with?
I went with my cousin Sarah, but I ran into my friend Kim, who was there with her daughter. Like
this is your bestie there, and she didn't know you were going as well. That's funny.
We didn't touch base. Yeah, I was like, she walked in, and I was like, oh my God. She's like, I thought about reaching out to you, but we went, like, we decided.
Well, we're not
you
really
know.
Friends. I'm kidding.
No, it's just, I think she was having a mom-daughter day with her daughter. Okay. So it was really cute to see them because her daughter really loves kittens, cats, and all that kind of stuff. So it was like really bizarre running into people I knew.
So I feel there like other we have to figure there. Out how can you make it better? Because I haven't gone to your deal. I haven't gone to the one in Omaha. That's just new to me. So how can you make it bigger and better?
I think there's got to be way, marketing wise. I mean, I would love to get in with the Cat Fest that's in Omaha and, you know, raise awareness. I hope that they're working like with Felius. Felius is like a really great. Well, I've got their t-shirt. I go there every time I'm in town, so I go to Felius like 4 times a year.
I'm sure that I'm sure they are at least some sort.
It could be the Humane Society that they team up with instead of something like Felius. Felius is just a cat cafe. There's no other animals there.
Is there any other cat cafes in the city?
Not that I know of. I think it's just Felius. I don't know if there's like a real. I don't know. You're like, oh, there are just a wealth of them. I mean, well, I think one's enough.
Well, the one I went to was in Denver, and that was, I think that might've been the first one in the country, and that was different.
Yeah. There's one here, in Chicago there. I mean, they become popular. I mean, it's a nice way to spend time. I mean, especially when they get like a batch of kittens. Who doesn't want to spend a day with a basket full of kittens?
God, you'd
have to be a serial killer. I mean, seriously, like even if you're a dog person, if you were like, it's a basket of kittens, you're like, oh.
You know what? That's a great, I think I have a side hustle right now.
Basket of kittens?
Basket of kittens for when you're in the doghouse with your lady friend or dude friend, whoever the hell friend you got going on. And then you have that come like a
well, pizza. Somebody once, I don't know, Grace, if you ever saw this meme that was like on TikTok where it was like.
What a great idea.
Instead of a bouquet, it was like a muquet. And it was basically somebody just did this thing where it was like a big bouquet, but it was all cat. Like the cats were like, meow. And I'm like, oh my God, if Peter brought that home, I would like lose my mind. Like it was like the idea of like, instead of getting a dozen roses, you got a dozen kittens. And obviously it was like some sort of TikTok type of thing. Like it wasn't real. Somebody didn't bring 12 kittens home. It's like, I love you, baby. Happy Valentine's Day.
You know what?
But
I can tell you this right now. Again, you can't see Gracie, but all you have to do, she could look bored as hell. All you got to do is mention cat and she starts being happy. So maybe we need whatever.
Muquet. It's so cute.
That's the same thing with really all you cat people.
They're adorable.
I love cat people. Don't get me wrong.
I was laughing out loud, like laughing to crying at some of these videos. Like cats are so effing funny.
They are funny.
I mean, like just some of the stuff they do. Like especially this is the thing that's different. Like dogs are different from cats. Like dogs own their clumsy mistakes. Like dogs slip and they're like, I don't know what happened there. Cats do it and they like try to play it off. They're like a human. They're like, you didn't see that. I did not slip. I was absolutely fine. Let's keep going throughout the day. Like they always try to like make it like they're the cool people that, you know what I mean? Where you're just like, you never do anything awkward. They're like, absolutely not. I'm a cat. I always land on my feet.
Always land on
my always well groomed.
All right. So we have no dumb questions. We got to get to a couple of these real quick. When is it okay to eat boogers?
It isn't. I mean, as an adult. Even as a child, I think as a child, people do it because it's like, why wouldn't you want to figure it out? It's
survival. Like, survival.
You're on an island. You're like, I lived off boogers.
Yes, I guarantee.
Sir, how did you survive that plane crash for 100 days in the mountains?
Survival. Survival.
Boogers.
That's the only time to eat it. But, you know, we've all seen people eat it. I've seen it, you know, like in traffic. We've all seen
that is always the funny thing.
That blows my mind.
People are like, I'm alone in the car. Yeah. There are no windows.
You can see right through the window. The windows aren't tinted. And then back up to that. When was the last time you ate boogers?
I mean, it's been a while, obviously.
Okay. Childhood, there's maybe a three part to this. It was all right.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the third, it's been a while. I think it's been a while for me as well. I'm not
childhood. Adult eating it. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I never ate my boogers.
Do you remember what they tasted like?
No.
Salty.
Do you?
I feel like there was a salt.
It would have to be salty. It's a it's like tasting your sweat. You know what I mean? Like, or tasting.
There'd be salt. I feel like there's a salt aspect to it. I don't.
I would agree. I think it would have to be salty because like when I just think of like sweat from the gym and you like lick your lip or something like that, it's always kind of salty.
Okay.
And I would think that it'd be like similar to sweat in that way.
I think so. All right. And then there's another one to that as well. Mr. Question Person. So you have a booger underneath your fingernails. Do you wipe it on your pants or do you flick it out the window?
Oh my God. You don't have, like, there's no napkin in the car. There's no Kleenex.
Everybody has that. I don't have napkins in my car either. So
I think I would flick it out the window. I wouldn't wipe it on my clothes. Then I'd walk into some place and be like, you don't know this, but I've got a booger somewhere on my body. Let's play a game. Let's see where I put that booger.
So you're flicking it out the window.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
So I wouldn't wipe it on my clothes.
Would you wipe it on your clothes? No, I just flick it on the floor if I have to pick. But do you pick with your finger? Which finger do you pick with? I just do my thumb.
I don't pick with my finger. That's the thing. Like, if I had a booger on my finger, it would be thumb, because right? I blew my nose and something got on my finger.
Really? Shut up. You don't. Really?
Why would I pick my nose? I have a box of Kleenex right here. I would go like this. I would take this and I would go like that.
What if you didn't have that tissue though?
A box of tissues in my car. Okay, I have a box of tissues in my kitchen. I have a box of tissues in the TV room.
Okay.
It'd be like saying that you have a room in your house where, like, you have a bathroom and you don't have toilet paper. There's always a need for tissues. Always.
I think
whether you're wiping things down, whether you're like.
I don't have tissues everywhere I go. I think Wylene does. So, yeah, I think it's a chick thing, maybe?
Maybe it's a chick thing. I don't know. Grace, do you have a lot of Kleenex around your house? Yeah. I mean, need it for stuff, yes, whether it's like getting stuff off your face or.
God, she needs to talk. Grace, do you pick your nose with your fingers? Come on.
Of course.
Yes, she does. She said, yeah, she picks them all the time. You can't hear it. You can't hear what she picks.
You are the worst. You wonder why you're in the doghouse? Because of stuff like this. Don't get in the doghouse with Grace and I. We won't be as forgiving as the sweet
one. I don't want to be. I have two more questions. Do you have anything going on? What do you have? Do you have something?
Oh, right? I got to talk about something. So I sent over some things for Grace.
Okay.
It is official.
Thumb picker.
It is official. So what? Let's look at the calendar. This is airing August 11th. So I saw this. I took these pictures on August 9th. Let's bring it up real quick.
Okay. Oh, it's, I already know this.
Pumpkin spice time.
Yes, it is.
And then there was another display. So here's the next one. It was Halloween candy display, like an entire display, not like a couple bags. Like, look at this. It has the pumpkins. It's Snickers. It's Milky Way. It's everything. And it's this huge built up.
Oh, it's already here. Molly, I didn't even bring this up yet, but they were talking about the launch of Pumpkin Spice. I think it's like officially, like you just said, 2 weeks ago, they're pushing this thing all over the news going Pumpkin Spice is coming on the 21st?
No, this was the 9th that I took. I go to the store every day.
Okay.
I love the store. I go every day. So I was shopping on Friday. And I saw that and I was like, oh my God.
How do you
have these displays two aisles away from the back to school? Kids aren't even in school yet. Kids are going to school this week.
Yeah.
Next week. How do you already have Halloween? No. I love Halloween.
You love Halloween.
I love Halloween, but everything has a time. It's 150 degrees outside. I don't want to think about pumpkins. I'm still in watermelon sugar high territory.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everything's earlier. I think. I mean, I don't know if it's economy.
This creep has gotten crazy.
Yeah,
I understood when it was September, and you were like, "Okay, we're all getting a little ahead of ourselves." But I think this is just me. Maybe this is hot take, but I don't think that you should see pumpkin spice anything until after Labor Day. It's almost like, you know how like you can't wear white after Labor Day, which I don't even know if anybody does it anymore. I don't think there should be pumpkin spice until after Labor Day.
Okay.
I think at that point, fine. Go ahead. Have your fun. It's basically almost fall at that point. But at this point, we are pools are still open. It'd be one thing if we lived in Florida where pools were open all the time, but we live in Omaha, Nebraska and Chicago, Illinois. If the pools are open, I should not be able to go get a fun size bar that has a jack-o'-lantern on it.
I figured you'd be excited for pumpkin spice at least. Mm-mm. No. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm not pleased.
All right. One more question here. Would you rather lick the inside of the bottom of your purse or the bottom of your shoe?
Bottom of my purse. It would taste like mints, maybe aspirin.
That is a dumb question, because why would you lick the bottom of your shoe? I don't have a purse.
Bottom of the inside of your wallet?
I don't have a wallet either.
What do you keep your money in cash? And
I carry cold cash.
Just in your pocket?
I'm going to get robbed. Yeah, I got cash in my back pocket.
You don't have a wallet to keep it in?
No, I keep everything in my phone.
Even my son has a wallet.
Well, he's a son. When he gets older, he's going to be smarter about it. And he has no ass, number one. And he's going to be going.
Okay, you are really coming in hot. This is
down.
This is why you are in the doghouse. Don't lash out at me. I'm not the one who got mad at you for staying too late and getting too drinky with your friends.
He has a little ass. He has no ass. He's the last boy.
No, he does have an ass.
He does? Where does that come from? Because you and Peter don't have asses. I'm sorry. I'm lashing out.
This is the real party. This is who Wileen is dealing with. You wonder why she's out angrily cleaning the pool? Because she doesn't want to deal with this monster.
No. I didn't mean
it. Hey, we want to give some love to Heartwood Park.
Yes, they have the silent disco coming up this Saturday.
That is good. Please tell me that you and Wileen are at least going to like try and put it on your calendar to go.
We got hit by storms this weekend.
So you couldn't do the movie, right?
Storms. Yeah, we couldn't do the movie. I don't even know if it went down because it was like cleanup time. But good Lord, Molly, I woke up Saturday morning with warnings of 90-mile-an-hour winds, right? Wow. And then sirens left and right. This is like 5 in the morning. So I had to run outside and just try to clean everything up that I could, because 90-mile-an-hour winds is an issue.
Yeah.
Not destroyed, but it beat up Omaha bad. A lot of power outages and stuff like that. So I don't even know what, hopefully people went out, because then on Sunday morning, it happened again, but not as brutal.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't get a chance to make it out to any of the stuff. Hopefully a lot of people did. But this weekend, there's, again, Bites and Beats on Friday, and that's going to be with Ali Peeler. So if you like live music, food, drinks, and all that
stuff. Which is so fun. They've got food Friday trucks. Night. They've got a bar there. Okay. And then it's free rentals for games.
Yeah.
And if you want to play bocce ball, if you want to play badminton, if you want to volleyball, anything. But also, Monopoly, Uno.
Wileen and I are going to go for the yoga, but Wileen doesn't have a yoga mat.
She's talking to you at that point.
She was still talking to me. We're going
to
head out.
She's still talking to you, maybe.
But the storms, deterred that. But anyway, they have the silent disco on Saturday. All right. So basically, it's two DJs battling against each other. You're going to have headphones on. You hear one or the other, and you can dance it away. And if you go there just to watch, it's going to look like no one knows how to dance to one song. And then
I know. That's
Sunday,
the thing I love.
Yeah. And then Sunday, they have Pups in the Park, where they educate you a little bit. So if you have some pups and want some information, bring your dogs out there and have fun.
So this
is
Heartwood Park out at Heartwood Preserve, 144th and Dodge.
It's the place to be. Right there. It really is.
So
I might just go
definitely
there and hide.
Check it out. Maybe that's where you could go hide.
HeartwoodOmaha.com/
Is there a room that you can sleep in when she tells you you're not welcome in your room?
That will never happen. We do
never say never.
Is there a room? Have you ever made Peter sleep in a different room that you're so upset about?
Oh no, but I will definitely be like, I will take my stuff and go someplace else.
See, we don't do that. We can't do that. I feel like that's just not a healthy relationship. Gracie, never let your husband, future husband, boyfriend sleep on the couch. Let him fall asleep on the couch. Always make sure he comes to bed every stinking night. You can't set that basis. You cannot set that basis. If you set that basis, it makes it okay, and he does it all the time. And then you're
what about when she put a blanket on you because you slept on the floor like 1 week ago?
That she put a blanket on me because I fell asleep on the floor, and she didn't want me.
She didn't wake you and make you come to bed. She left you on the floor. She plugged in your phone.
I'm just telling you. I'm just saying this is the key to a great relationship.
When you pass out, you make sure they wake you up and take your drunk ass to bed.
No, because I was obviously unable to wake up. So she put a blanket on me.
She tried to wake you.
Tracy doesn't date people like me. She dates different people that doesn't do things I do. So
I'll fall asleep on the couch with the cat watching a movie and on the weekend sometimes. And Peter will come downstairs, and this is always the running joke with us.
So see, that's interesting. Like, so he comes down on you, Wyling comes down on me. Okay.
So it'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll wake up. And I'll be like, I mean, why am I still on the couch? Like, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, so he doesn't drag you up. Okay.
Oh, no, this is the thing. So then I go upstairs, and he's like, oh, you told me. He's like, you looked me right in the eye. You're like, I'll be up in 5 minutes.
Oh, I think I said the same thing over and over.
I'll be right up. I will be. I was like, you know I sleep talk. You know that I've had full conversations. This has nothing to do with drinking. This has to do with like, I'm so tired and he'll wake me up and I can have like an entire life.
In the same way.
Right on.
That is same way. So you sleep the whole night through on the couch?
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, how dare you leave me here?
Okay, that's what I do.
You told me you were 5 minutes behind me.
Yeah.
Your problems are your own at that point.
Yeah. At that point. So I just don't say anything. I try to pretend.
I don't like sleeping without him. He was just gone on that trip for a while. He had to go to France for work.
And you hired
him. And I always think I'm going to love it. Like, I always think I'm going to, like, totally be like a starfish and just be in the bed. And then all of a sudden, it's like that first night I kept waking up. And I had like a nightmare that like something happened to him. And so it like woke me up and I put my hand out and he wasn't there and it freaked me out. And then I had to remember that he wasn't in the country.
You call him and then some chick answers, different language.
Really?
In Chicago, they have the hug people. That's a service they got in Chicago.
I don't know anything about the hug people. Have you seen the national news about the Scream Club in Chicago?
Scream Club.
There's a Scream Club. I'm going to go. I'm absolutely 150% going to go.
I might be off here, but I was just reading that there was another place opening up in Lincoln. And I want to say they said it was a Scream Club. I want to say, but they're singing waitresses and waiters.
No, that's different.
It's not the same thing. Okay.
No.
I don't know what I want to say it was a Scream Club, but all right. So what is a Scream Club? You just go there.
So it's once a week.
Okay.
They meet at the beach on Lake Michigan. They all stand there facing the water, and it's like 3, 2, 1, just scream. Scream.
Let it out?
Just to let it all out.
God, I want to watch that.
Oh, it's fascinating. Because like the news has been covering it. They're like, here we are at the beach for the Scream Club. And every week, more and more people show up, and more people are there. And it's this one guy, and he did it. And that was like months ago. And now it's like every Friday or something like that. And it's fascinating how much it's grown. And it's like gotten on the news. It's been all over the news here. And it's starting to get national attention. The idea of like a Scream Club.
Can you imagine? When's the last time you screamed? Screamed.
Oh, I can't even.
Remember?
No.
Okay.
No. But it sounds fascinating. I mean, I think it'd just be... I just want to go for voyeur purposes.
I'm like a guy coming at you with a knife, do you scream or do you fight? I mean,
I think I fight, but like whatever.
Like a screamer.
I'm not a screamer, I don't think. But I think it would just be fascinating to watch all these people scream. When's the last time you saw someone scream?
Well, I screamed once. I mean, it was during COVID in the car, and I was just so stressed, and that was the thing. People were screaming outside their windows, remember, in Japan and China. I remember sitting in the car driving on the way to work, and I just decided I'm just going to scream. It's amazing when you try to scream as loud as you can. You can't do it as loud as you think you can.
Really?
No, you really can't. I mean, if you try doing it someday when no one's around, just go in your car, whatever. That's the best place to do it. You do anywhere else, cops are coming.
Can you imagine? I'd scare the hell out of my kids. All of a sudden, just this like blood-curdling scream comes out. They're like, Jesus, what happened down there?
Amazing. Because you think immediately that you can scream like you would in a movie theater. You know, like someone's, like in real life, if someone was stabbing you to death, you'd scream like none other. But when you try to scream, you can't scream loud enough.
It's the
weirdest thing. It's Molly, just try.
I'll trust you. I mean, like you've screamed more recently than I think I have. I'm sure. I mean,
so I don't even know what it would be like. Like purposely screaming is a hard thing to do because you can't.
But don't you think it'd be? I really want to go. Because I just want to see all these people, like, what's it sound screaming. Like, it's not like I necessarily, like, I really want to go because I'm just fascinated by the idea of that. Just this group of people organized screaming together. Like, I want to record it. Like, what does that sound like? Or what's it feel like to be around that energy? Like, it would feel, don't you think it would feel intense to be around that many people?
You'll all of a sudden, it's like doing
You have
group.
To. You can't just be like a creeper and watch and be like, I'm just going to watch. I'm not going to scream.
It's like a group baptism. Next thing you know, you're getting baptized. Next thing you know, you're screaming. Next thing you know, you know, in some weird cult thing. And yeah, all that weird stuff. But anyway. Yeah. All right.
Like, my life changed. I went to that scream place and now I'm part of the scream church.
Scream in your car. All right. We're out of here. Wednesday, what do we got? A-list Wednesday.
A-list alert. We A-list will alert. Bring you up to date on some of that fun stuff.
And I don't know what else. I guess you update you guys on everything else going on in my world.
Oh, boy. He's got a whole new studio. He's living out of a box in his car. He's like, Gracie, help me set up a mobile studio. Can I broadcast from the truck?
I live there? Yeah, help me. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Cheers.
Cheers.
A Huda Media Production.